This is episode 69, and on this episode, I'm sharing 20 wedding rules you should follow. Now, while some etiquette rules have gone out the window, there's still some that you must follow at every wedding, and I'm sharing what those top 20 are. But before we dive into this episode, I want to take some time to express my gratitude for all the love you've sent my way since the launch of season 3 on the podcast. Thank you so much for all the shares on social media and for your reviews on Apple Podcasts. You are simply the best, and I appreciate all your love. All right, are you ready? Let's dive into these tips. Welcome to the Akeshi Akinchea Podcast. This is a place where I teach you how to curate a luxury event experience for your celebrations and discuss topics on love, life, and everything in between. My name is Akeshi Akinchea, global wedding and event planner, floral and event designer, speaker, author, and business coach. I'm the founder of Cash Events, a luxury planning and design firm curating events for clients of the most discerning taste, and founder of The Art of Celebrating magazine, a lifestyle magazine providing inspiration for your celebrations, home, and life. For over a decade, I've planned and designed celebrations all over the world, and I'm excited to bring you easy and actionable steps to help you celebrate every aspect of your life in style. Each week, I'll bring you episodes with my insights and tips, moving conversations with industry experts, industry trends, and more, so that you can celebrate in style, live happily, and create experiences your guests will never forget. So grab some coffee or a cocktail, get cozy, and dive in. I am so honored to be spending this time with you. I know you're going to leave inspired. New episodes are added weekly, so make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star review. It'll mean the world to me. Now, on with the show. Okay, so in the wedding world, a new year means there are lots of engaged couples out there, and there are a lot of happy couples planning their wedding celebration. So lots of weddings, lots of partying, lots of planning, lots of decisions, and lots of opinions. A lot of couples will be planning their big day, and a lot of people also will be attending celebrations this year. And as we all know, planning a wedding has a lot of moving parts. You may be getting so many opinions on where to have your wedding and how many guests to have and what you should do. And most of these opinions are coming from a place of love, but let's face it, it can be very overwhelming, right? And that's what we do as planners, is to help reduce that sense of overwhelm and kind of guide you in the right direction. Additionally, it doesn't help that in the age of social media, Pinterest, and endless sources of information, it is easy to get false information on what you should or should not do as a newly engaged couple planning your wedding celebration. A big part of planning is knowing what the proper wedding etiquette is, and simply being aware of some simple traditional rules is going to help you on your planning journey. Now, also, planning styles may vary from couple to couple, and that is completely fine. I'm all about being unique and making your celebration unique to you, right? As a couple, and your journey and your love story. While we're all about making your planning journey your own and embracing your uniqueness as a couple, the reality is that no matter your direction, there's still some rules that you should definitely follow. So on this episode, I'm here to clear up any confusion with my 20 wedding rules you should follow when planning or attending a wedding celebration. Okay, so let's dive in. First, I'm going to share 10 rules to follow as a couple. I'm going to break up my 20 rules into 10 as a couple, 10 as a guest. The very first rule that you want to follow as a couple is to never invite a guest to the bridal shower and not invite them to the wedding. I know it sounds like, what? You're probably thinking like, huh, who does that? But you would be surprised as to how many people think this is okay. And in a world of planning and general etiquette, that's not really a good thing to do. So never invite a guest to the bridal shower and not invite them to the wedding. It's just very awkward. Because during the shower, guess what? Everyone is going to be talking about the wedding and what they're wearing and what to expect. And if you are not invited, awkward, right? Okay, number two, if you send a save the date, you must follow up with a formal wedding invitation. Now, one of the things I advise my couples to do is to really, really think about their list. Really, really go through and scrub and make sure that that is their 100% sure list. Now, granted, along the way, some things may happen. Some people may get uninvited, right? That's to the side. But the general rule is that if I send you a save the date, I'm expecting an invitation and you must send that. And if for some awkward reason or some reason that an invitation is not coming, a conversation must be had with that person via phone call or however. But to avoid these awkward moments or am I coming, am I not? If you send out the save the dates, you have to follow with a formal wedding invitation. That is rule number two, right? Okay, number three. Same as kind of like with the bridal shower, don't invite someone to the rehearsal dinner if you don't plan on inviting them to the wedding celebration. Again, awkward, right? So if you're inviting someone in general to any of your wedding festivities, you should plan to invite them all the way. I know there's certain situations, very rare, that require you to break it up, but my general rule is your guest list should be your guest list. Whoever you're inviting to the bridal shower, to the rehearsal dinner, however you curate that list. Most times the rehearsal dinner list is small. It's really close friends, family, wedding party, the officiant, or whatever curated list you create. But whoever's at that dinner should have an invite at that time, obviously, to the wedding, but plan that whoever is invited to the showers, whoever's invited to the rehearsal dinner must be invited to the wedding. That's the proper etiquette. So that's number three. Number four is that your wedding doesn't have to be on a Saturday. We are, especially right now, just to break things down, and you guys have probably heard this before, lately, since the pandemic, there's been everybody's getting married and there's a shortage of Saturday open dates. There's a shortage of Sunday dates. There's a shortage of Friday dates. A lot of people have had to get married or had to have their wedding during the week. Now, there's no rule that says that you have to get married on a Saturday. Is it ideal? The most ideal option? Probably. But when you are getting married or when you're planning a celebration, you have to be flexible and you have to come to terms with what is happening around you. And really focus on the fact that this is a union. It's not about the Saturday or the actual date. It's about what's about to take place, the union, right? So when you go back and think about it, whether your wedding was on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Thursday, you probably forget the date, but you remember the memories and the union and your love and that celebration and the people that were part of that celebration. So be a little bit flexible on Saturday, Sunday, Friday, whatever that is. There's no rule that says that you must get married on a Saturday. Number five is to always include stamps on your wedding invitation RSVP envelopes. Now, this is a small thing, but a huge miss for a lot of couples. Save your guests a trip to the post office or the store for stamps. I know for one, I am not the best at finding stamps or getting stamps. So think about how long your mail kind of sits when all you need is a stamp. Plus, this is an experience for the guest. So you want to think about every single thing down to the stamp. So when you are making your wedding budget, make sure you have a line in there for postage for your wedding invitations, because that is part of the process, right? That is a rule that I think everyone should really follow. Make it easy for your guests. Save them that trip to the post office for one or two stamps. And, details matter. So definitely include that. In your invitation suite, typically you have your RSVP envelopes and the cards. It should be pre-stamped. And like I said, when we're planning, we are focused on the guest experience. So these small details go a very long way. Number six is your thank you notes must go out to any guest who attended, especially guests that sent a gift. If you happen to miss the guest that attended, P.S. you shouldn't, but never miss sending a thank you note to guests that took the time to send you a gift. Get your cards out as soon as possible. You don't want to wait too long. So I recommend at the latest a month or 2 months after the wedding. As a planner, I kind of tell my guests to start tracking, or tell my clients to start tracking gifts as they come in. You can use a spreadsheet and kind of keep that tracker going, because sometimes you get busy, you get carried away with all things wedding planning, and you forget. So it is, as soon as the gifts come in, as soon as you open it, just put a tracker on it, who sent what, the date you received it, and what they sent. And be sure to send them a thank you note. Acknowledge the gift once you receive it, but be sure to follow up with a thank you note in the mail. You can order your thank you notes along with your wedding stationery. When we plan in our process, when we're working on stationery, we always include a quote for thank you notes, because if you're going to wait till to do it on your own, it probably would never get done, right? You want to get it done, but it's not going to get done. So it's not proper etiquette to not do that. So plan ahead and don't forget to send a thank you note to any of your guests that sent a gift, and your guests that attended, the guests that took the time to celebrate with you, send them a note in the mail. Number seven rule is you do not, and I'm going to say it again, you do not, I'm going to say it loudly, you do not have to invite everyone you know. Yes, give yourself permission to not do that. Yes, you were popular in high school. Yes, you were popular in college. Yes, you have a lot of friends, but this is your wedding celebration. This is something meaningful. And as much as you're friends and friendly with everyone, narrow it down to the people that truly matter, the people that you want there, the people that you want part of that memory. And as much as you'd love it to be everyone in your life, it's just not possible, because you are going to have a combined guest list of your friends, your fiance's friends, family, right? So there's kind of like, it's not a birthday party. Make sure you want this to be meaningful. It's not your, you know, party, just random. This is your wedding. This is your celebration. So give yourself permission to not invite everyone you know, and really just narrow it down to the people that matter. And especially the people, the number that fits your budget. Let's start with that, right? So as much as you want to invite everyone, maybe your budget doesn't allow you to have a wedding for 500, 200, 300. Be realistic with that and cut that list down to the people that you can afford, and be okay with it. Don't feel guilty. Number eight is that you don't have to invite children to your wedding, and you don't have to feel guilty about it. Yes, adult-only wedding celebrations are completely fine, and it's up to you as a couple to make that decision, as long as it is communicated clearly on your wedding website or on your wedding invitation, I prefer to do both, right? Some people are very tech-savvy and they'll go online. Some people are very traditional and just really stick with the wedding invitation. So you can do a details card or do adult-only wedding celebration, and that is perfectly okay, right? So rule number eight is that you do not have to invite children to your wedding, and you don't have to feel guilty about it. Okay, number nine, my wedding friends and my wedding creatives would hug me for this, but number nine is you do have to feed your vendors. As a couple, it is not optional. Your vendors would have spent the most number of hours that day with you, working with you, your photographer, your videographer, your wedding planners, everyone there, your band, your entertainment. Be kind to them and feed them. Negotiating whether you should feed your vendors or not feed your vendors is just, it's not okay. It's not proper wedding etiquette. It's not even a to me, it's just kind of crazy, right? But you do have to feed your vendors, and they shouldn't have to beg and ask for it. When you are considering feeding your guests, think about your vendors in mind, and please give them decent food, not just like, you know, a soda and some, I don't know, a bag of chips. Give them food. Treat your vendors with love and respect, and they will do wonders for you. But number 9 is you do have to feed your vendors. Okay, number 10, and this is my last tip as a couple, is don't include your registry on the wedding invitation itself. So you're going to have a suite. You can opt to include that in your details card. So when you're working with your stationery designer and your planner, we'll walk you through certain things that goes into an invitation suite. A suite consists of certain things that makes the whole invitation suite, right? So you have your main invitation card, you have your RSVP envelope and card, pre-stamped envelope, and you would have a details card. That card can include your registry, your hotel information, and anything else you want to share. So your main invitation card doesn't have to have everything. Keep it clean, keep it straight to the point, which is the focus, which is a wedding celebration, and any additional information can be added onto a details card. I am so excited to share that The Art of Celebrating magazine, print, subscription, and blog is live with inspiration for your celebrations, home, and life. The Art of Celebrating magazine is a quarterly lifestyle magazine founded and curated by me, where you get access to our exclusive content with tips and advice on weddings and planning, food and drink recipes, floral and design, home decor, plus tips on wellness, travel, beauty, and lifestyle. This publication is for anyone who wants to celebrate more elegantly and live a more well-rounded life. Our goal is to inspire you to bring style and elegance to your celebrations, home, life, and everything in between. When you subscribe for a print subscription, you get 4 editions mailed to you. And as a print subscriber, you get access to our digital issues. In addition, you get weekly inspiration on the blog and in your email. It is so easy to join. Just head over to theartofcelebrating.com and subscribe. Your journey to celebrating life in style starts now. See you inside. Welcome back. Okay, so let's talk about some rules now as a guest. These are 10 rules that you should follow as a wedding guest. Number 1. Do send your RSVP on time. Actually, send it, period. And also send it on time, way before the due date. So don't wait until the very last minute to send your RSVP to the couple, right? We want to give them that courtesy. You know, they've paid for the invitation suite. They've taken their time to pre-stamp it for you. And now all you have to do is confirm yes or no, and how many guests are attending, any dietary restrictions, you know, just show them that, just a little bit of respect and courtesy, and send your RSVP back to the couple and send it on time. Number 2 is to arrive on time. It is so simple. You've had this time for months. You kind of know when the wedding is starting, right? It's on the invitation. It's on the wedding website. You know this. But for some reason, some guests still arrive late. You do not want to be that guest trying to sneak in during the ceremony. Or worse, during the grand entrance of the bride or the couple. So be mindful and understand that everything is prepaid, right? So when you miss, like, maybe cocktail hour, your count was part of their wedding expense. So be mindful and be courteous to everyone and treat people as you want to be treated, and do arrive on time. Be early, not too early, but be on time, and, you know, just be part of enjoying every moment of that celebration. That's my number 2 rule. Number three is don't be the guest that brings a plus one if it's not included on your invitation. People do it all the time and you assume or just hope they wouldn't notice. But when you bring a plus one that was not invited, not accounted for, it causes a lot of commotion. It causes a lot of confusion and it upsets the couple, quite honestly. So if you didn't get a plus one in your invitation, do not bring a plus one. Number four is don't bring kids to a wedding when it was clearly specified that it's an adult-only wedding. If you need an exception from the couple, you have to communicate that with that couple and kind of have that conversation, and they will let their wedding planners know. But do not bring a kid to a wedding that is an adult-only wedding. It causes, again, confusion. It just upsets the couple. It's just awkward for everyone, right? Either the planner has to step in and be that person that turns everybody away or has to pull the bride, and then it's unnecessary, right? So if you know that there are kids involved on your end, I would have that conversation with the couple. And if for some reason it doesn't work out, then I think that you just have to be okay with that. But do not bring a kid just because you want to, even if they've politely asked you not to. Number five is that if a couple includes a dress code in their invitation, follow it. Don't do your thing. Don't put you can put your spin on it, right, in your own unique way. But if it's black tie formal, it's black tie formal, right? So honor their dress code. Honor the wishes of a couple. This is their celebration. There are money spent. They're a big day. They're memories. I just truly believe that as a guest, you just have to just either conform and honor the wishes of the couple or don't go, right? So if it doesn't fit your comfort level or whatever reason, just skip it. Politely decline and don't go to the wedding. If you do decide to go, you have to honor their wishes. You have to honor what's on the invitation. Okay, number six. Again, my wedding peeps will hug me for this. Is don't get in the way of professionals trying to do their jobs, like take photos, plan the wedding, walk the bride down the aisle, or get video footage. Put your smartphones away and turn your ringer off, right? Just be present in the moment and let the professionals do their jobs. One of the frustrations that photographers and videographers are having right now is literally in every shot of the grand entrance or the recessional, there's cell phones kind of in the way. Everybody has their phones up. And I'll kind of touch on unplug versus unplug later, but it's something that we're having to do. It's put your phones in your pocket. Like, your hands are in the way. Your smartphones are in the way. Get out of the way. Do not come in the aisle because you want to take one photo of the couple walking in or working out. Just let the professionals do their jobs. And everybody's going to be happy in the long run. A lot of times couples will share their photos, professional photos, later. I know you want to document the memories and be part of this big celebration, but just allow professionals to do their jobs. Number seven, that leads me to number seven. My next point is, if the couple have stated that they would like an unplugged wedding, honor their wishes and put your phone away. Do not be that person that takes your phone out after they've asked you to put your phones away. And the reason why, there's several reasons why we do unplugged weddings right now, is one for that reason. You've seen horror videos and photos of centerpieces tumbling down because guests are rushing into the aisle trying to get a photo or a video. If a couple asks for an unplugged wedding and asks you to please not even have your phones out, honor that. Don't be that person. And it could also be for privacy as well. Maybe they do not want their weddings kind of out there, right? It's their celebration. It is their moment. And as a guest, you have to honor that. I think that etiquette is kind of going out the window and we kind of have to wind it back, right? To the basics. These are just basics, but definitely some rules to think about and to follow. And especially do not go live anywhere with someone's celebration. It is obnoxious to do so. Unless the couple asked you, but don't go live on Facebook or Instagram with someone's wedding celebration. Be present, enjoy, celebrate with them, honor their moment. Okay, number eight. I know we see this for some people, they think it's cute. I feel my number eight is to don't propose to your significant other at a wedding, especially without the permission from the couple. Now, there are certain situations that this might work. The couple have agreed to that. They think it's cute and it's part, maybe it's a family member, maybe it's their best friend. There's situations that are unique where this works, but don't do anything spontaneous and think, oh, this is a great moment. Let's pull out this ring. It's just not fair to the couple, especially if they have no idea. They are forced to kind of conform and kind of celebrate with you, but you're taking away from that moment. And also, to be honest, asking the couple is also awkward because they're kind of forced to say yes. But, you know, let's any other moment but someone's wedding to propose to your significant other. So let the couple enjoy their day. And Okay. Number nine would be to learn to be in the moment and to be present. We are so distracted and we're on our phones 24/7 or as many hours as we're awake, just being busy and not being present in our daily lives, including weddings. I've seen many wedding ceremonies where during the ceremony, exchange of vows, instead of everyone's face kind of facing the couple, paying attention, heads are down because you're on your cell phones. It's in the wedding photos. We get to see this all the time. I see it because we're standing in the back enjoying. We're actually trying to be present in the moment as well while doing our jobs, right? But I love to watch a wedding ceremony, especially the vow exchange and all that beautiful, all those beautiful moments. But many times heads are bowed down because guests are on their phones versus being in the moment. So learn to be in the moment, learn to be present, learn to appreciate what's happening around you, especially a celebration of two people's union and something as magnificent as their wedding. So learn to be in the moment and learn to be present. Now on to number 10, which is my last tip to follow as a guest when attending a wedding celebration, is to hold off from posting pictures on social media. So let's say this is an unplugged wedding, but hold off on posting anything wedding related until the couple actually have their ceremony at least. So sometimes people post like decor, like the wedding ceremony, the music. But sometimes the couple haven't even seen that and they may stumble upon that on social media. So just hold off on posting anything, whether it's unplugged, especially if it's unplugged, but even if it's not unplugged, hold off on posting anything wedding from that wedding until after the couple is done with their ceremony. And then it's a party. And then, of course, the pictures start flowing. But just kind of give them that moment of surprise and just being present during the ceremony. And then if it's unplugged, you can post pictures. So there you have it, my 20 wedding rules you should definitely follow. These tips should get you on your way to being a great host and a great guest. And as a reminder, there's still so many rules to follow, but these are my top 20 that you should definitely follow when planning or attending a wedding celebration. Happy planning. Hey, if you love today's show, it'll mean the world to me if you subscribed on Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating and review. Thank you for listening. Remember to be kind to yourself today.